USA! USA! USA!
Yeah, your song of the day winner today, Live the Web Girl. We chose most patriotic song in remembrance of September 11th, and that was Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. So good choice there, and thank you for the votes. I think we have an all-time record of the amount of votes that we got today, so thank you for texting in song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and we've been getting a lot of good things, too. I want to thank you for all the DMs. Please keep them coming of song ideas. What do you guys think about this real quick before we get into what we're into? What if we had a listener be one of the people that has a song? Like, we have a category, and then, like, Susie calls in, and Susie has a song representing all of the listeners.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea?
Of course. Right.
If you're listening right now, would you actually call in and do that? DM us, Radio Now AM Show. Maybe we could set something up. That's Radio Now AM Show. Like, hey, I'd like to be on that. Maybe we could do that tomorrow or Friday. Just an idea. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Maybe the listener every day could have just always replaced me, since I'm usually the winner anyway, you know, to make it more fair for
everyone.
Go
on vacation again. Get out of here.
It was a nice little treat, although I didn't win that much when he was gone anyway, but...
Don't worry. If you're a listener, you have a better chance of winning than Mackenzie.
That's right.
Time for what we're into. I'm into it. All right, I do not get paid for this, but I'm going to sure as heck try to work my radio power to make it an endorsement. Something that my wife's been ordering, and I hate spending money, but it actually is a pretty good thing. It's called HelloFresh, and I know there's other things like Blue Apron, but I've never had any of that, where they deliver food to your house, they have all the ingredients picked out, and they give you pretty much dummy-proof instructions of how to make a meal.
I love it! I get the little flyers all the time, never actually have tried it.
And I don't know how much it costs, so that's why I guess I haven't complained yet, because I'm the cheapest guy in the world. But here's what they say on their website, because I made a meal last night. Easy to follow recipes with clear nutritional info, high quality ingredients. They say that they source them straight from the farm, which is good. You get the good stuff, the premium stuff, and they have different plans to choose from. They got meat and veggies, vegetarian, family friendly, and calorie smart.
Nice.
All right. If you could see the shaky thing in front of my face right now, you would know why I'm trying not to laugh. But I will put a swipe up link so you can check it out. But last night, I made these Korean, like, beef taco kind of a things, and I didn't screw it up. My wife so far has not called and said she had food poisoning, so I really like
so
it.
So you made these, or were you and Lynn's in the kitchen?
No, I did this, because she's always saying, like, hey, I feel like you're not a partner. Like, I'm doing all the work. I have a long day. Then I have to cook. Can you at least help out? And that's a good point. So I tried to step up. She ordered this, and I made it. It said it took 30 minutes to make. Took me about an hour, but then again, I don't know how to chop or do anything, so I had to YouTube everything.
Do you think it's true people are like, hey, Kins, if you can read, you can cook? Because I don't really know. I can bake, and I love to bake sweet things, but I don't really. I'm scared. Here's the thing: I'm gonna poison someone if I don't have the chicken
that's
done
all
too. The way, or the salmon. I don't know. I'm just scared.
That's why I don't even like to grill. I'm afraid it's gonna be raw, and you're gonna be like, "Hey, that's how I died." Thanks, Joe. So that's what I'm into.
I'm into that. I will try HelloFresh.
What are you into, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm into something that we're all now our show is addicted to. I'm gonna crack one open right here.
Oh, a nice cold beer. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that commercial-esque? Okay, so I'm addicted to Bang now. The energy drink.
Bang, not banging.
Yes. Well, okay. That's for another time. Bang, the energy drink. I'm going to try Froze Rose for the first time. So actually, Liv was like, girl, you got to try Bang. I have this huge straw.
It's spilling.
It's okay.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to take on your computer. Being a producer here.
OMG. It's so good. Okay, I love this. My new favorite flavor, Rosé.
Did you just slur? Which I think there's alcohol in it.
One, I'm kind of upset because I see you drinking one and I see Joe drinking one and no one decided to bring me your pork chop.
I didn't get one. This was left over in my fridge. I'll get us all bangs tomorrow.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
But this is an energy drink.
Nice slide because now she'll pay for it.
Hey, I don't know honestly all what's in here, so I don't want to recommend these.
I will let you know. So they are filled with amino acids, and that's kind of what's caffeinating you. That's kind of a natural caffeinated thing.
So
amino acids are good for you. So it's not filled with sugar. It's zero calorie. It's not going to give you that major crash that regular energy drinks do give you.
Now, yes. Do they have nice acids? Because I don't want to be amino. I want to be a niceo.
So anyway, I'm into bangs now, and our whole show is, and actually, Joe, they make him so happy.
They do. All you got to do is give me a bang every day. day, Mackenzie, and I'll be a nicer person.
So awkward.
What? What?
Okay.
What?
So, pork chop, what do you do?
Mine's probably just more awkward.
What?
Oh, yeah, his is worse.
Oh, should we go to Liv first?
Yeah, let's go to Liv first.
Crickets.
Yeah, okay, so we'll stay on the healthy train, and I'll tell you what I'm into. So I'm into these Scout protein bars and Ooh. Scout snack bars, and they're really good because they are all plant-based, they are totally organic, they are dairy-free, soy-free, and gluten-free. And now here's the thing. A lot of protein bars on the market will say that they're organic and that they only have like 5 ingredients, but if you flip open kind of the tab to look where the ingredients list is, you'll see there's way more ingredients than just those 5 ingredients. But these Scout bars truly are organic, plant-based, have very minimal ingredients.
What's
they're
your favorite,
so good for
like,
you
flavor?
So my Mark. Favorite is the salted chocolate.
Okay, I'm gonna give those a whirl.
And finally, pork chop, the anticipated what we're into.
What are you
day.
Into, Chops?
Well, mine's just really quick. As you know, I was previously in a relationship for 7 years, because that's a long time.
7 long years.
So now that I'm out of a relationship, I've downloaded an app called...
so many things are running through my mind.
It's for guys that want to meet other guys. It's called Grindr.
Grinding.
Yes. Thanks, Joe. So I guess you could just say that's what I'm into. So you know.
Can you pull it up really quick? Can I take a peek?
Oh my gosh!
I just want to know what it looks like.
It's weird.
The app is scary looking.
It shows you like the closest guy to you. It'll be like 100 feet away, and it's like, no, get away from me.
It's like, wait, he's right behind you.
So you click on one of their pictures, their profile pics, and then you're just like, hey, let's meet up.
Is it like swipe right or swipe left?
No, you can actually see everyone that's close to you.
This takes like, me out. It's like a murder page. Eh.
It's not like Tinder where you have to match. You could just like message whoever you want.
All right. That's what we're into this week here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, one of the Kardashian girls is going bald. Plus, he went from American Idol to driving an Uber, now to the Family Feud.